I'm Steve Gilling with Gilling Data Management, and I'd like to give a brief overview of some of the tools we have in the ARM software for reviewing data quality. So if you're not familiar with ARM, it is software that's used for managing and conducting planned efficacy experiments. So the assessment data review is an important step in making assessments because it's really the quality check. And so the best time to do that quality check for possible measurement or entry errors is immediately after making the assessment while you're still at that research site. So you can quickly review then. If you decide to write on paper and review the data later, really you have only one choice if there's a suspicious data point, and that is to mark it as missing data. And when you do that, you lose one error degree of freedom for every missing data point, and that means a loss of precision. So we have two different groups of tools available in the software. There's a column properties panel that I'll describe first. Then there is a tools button group, and both of those are really docked onto the assessment editor itself. So they're immediately available when entering or looking at the assessment data. So the column properties is a pop-out panel. So it is by default collapsed as a tab. Click the tab and it opens out into the panel displayed here. And so I'll describe next the parts of that panel. There are basically three discrete components looking down on that panel. So the top part is for navigation between columns, so just a button click to step between each column. And as you enter a column, there is an immediate instant analysis of the data in that column, and the results are presented in that properties panel. So there is a brief description of the information, if there's a limit, min-max value limit on data entries, what is the range, the highest to the lowest data point, so an easy way to see if something is maybe a misentry, an extra digit. If there's a transformation, a description, and then if you make corrections in the column, the refresh button will reapply the analysis. So the center portion is actually the results of the analysis of that data. And so there are descriptive statistics, LSD, CV, results of the tests for violations of AOV assumptions. And then there's the replicate and treatment, P of F, to look for evidence of significant treatment differences. So if there's a violation of assumptions, there is a message that describes the violation and offers a fix button. So if you click the fix button, the software will apply standard resolution techniques and it will present as an option if there's one, the best one at correcting that violation. So in this case, a log transformation. The bottom part is an outlier search. So you can choose between the three different outlier definitions. That plus minus three standard deviations is a good conservative one. And then click the Find Next button and it will step to each outlier within that assessment column. If it's subsamples, it's presenting the average of those subsamples as the potential outlier. So if you wish, you could mark it as damaged and then it will drop from the analysis. But as I mentioned earlier, it's better to verify whether it is an entry mistake and correct it at that point. So the next panel is a tools button group on that same editor. So the first button displays a full analysis of variance table. So it gives treatment means and mean comparison letters and again those descriptive statistics. But a nice visualizer is the box whisker graph because it shows the variability or consistency of the individual treatments in that assessment. So this example, there's five treatments. Treatment one is a check, and the others are a calculated percent relative to the check. So there's also the mean comparison letters at the top, and when we look at it, we can see the treatments 2 and 3, the short box height means they're quite stable across replicates. 5 is much more variable, about 3 times the box height. The small red dots are the individual plot values for across replicates for each of those treatments. And for those individual plot values or the scatter graph, there's an option to display the plot mean or the individual subsample values themselves. Then the last is an assessment map, a lot of times called a heat map, that uses color to show the scale of the values. Darker colors are the high and lighter colors are the lowest values. So here it's a range from 0 to 73 is the range of values. So the really it allows a quick overview of treatment consistency, identify if there's difference in the replicates or if there could be something site related such as fertility or moisture differences as dark or light zones within that area. And certainly a problem plot will stand out very much. By clicking on one of the plots, then the software switches to a color by treatment mode, so it shows only, in this case, the four replicates of treatment 2. You could click onto another treatment and it will show that same treatment, and it looks like I just auto-advanced, sorry about that. So it's a nice review of treatment consistency again, and you can see on this example, replicate 3 was somewhat lower than the other replicates. So the information I've just gone through, you can find also as a document provided in the ARM software. And looks like I
hit
the clock.
You're good.
So,
do you have any questions?
Yes.
How about input data format? Is it pretty flexible?
Any numeric assessment, plus there's a place to enter comments or notes for every value. GPS coordinates, damage plot marker, and attaching a photograph for every data point. So those are built in. So it's essentially any scale of numeric data can be entered. It uses double precision, so it can be accurate to 14 decimal points or a lot of whole digits.
And so what kind of operating system do you need on your handheld to be out there in the field?
It's a Windows software, so you need a Windows operating system on the handheld. So Windows tablets now are pretty available, good outdoor quality displays on them, so good battery life, and many are fully waterproof and dustproof. So now they're powerful enough that they can really make a good travel computer, so you can have everything as an all-in-one. So that's really a lot simpler that way. There's been a lot of interest in that over the years. Windows does have some voice support. It's really weak on numeric entry. Dragon Speaking does better on numbers, and we've also had some conversations with Davin in Germany as a company that's working on advanced voice recognition that's better under field conditions. But the whole key is that typical voice recognition software deals with words and not numbers. So, and then there's, I live in South Dakota, it's always wind. And so then you've got mic quality as well and that background noise issues to fight.
Another question?
Yeah. Back to the data import. So if I'm using BARM and I have researchers that we're funding that aren't using it, is there an easy way to take their data, import it to ARM, that thus it becomes a way to store data, whether they use ARM or not, what's the ease of bringing it in by certain column data or criteria?
The simplest way to import data in that case would be if it is entered in Excel. If you have a column that identifies the plot number, another column identifying the treatment number, and then the columns to the side for each of the individual assessments. And then it's really just a copy-paste. And if you have the headings set up properly, like TRT to identify the treatment column, plot to identify the plot column, and paste that block in, it will auto, you can auto-adopt a randomization.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at here is, they all have their own plot system. What I'm saying is there a way to, by name recognition or by name and location, that you can pull in their plot ID? Follow what I'm asking?
Right. So that would be if you bring it in linked by treatment, so then it's really plot number independent. So that would be one way you could handle that one.
Yeah, so again, you could have a variety of treatments.
Yeah.
data by like name and location data or something that allows you to do that. So it's not
I guess, are you wanting to, is it that they, so each one has a unique set of treatments, and your question also would relate to bringing in those treatments. Is that correct? Okay. It would be really a set of copy and paste. You could copy paste in the treatments and then associate, set up the treatment numbers, and then set up the number of replicates in creating the trial, matching the number of replicates, and then pasting in the data matched by treatment number. So it'd take a couple of steps to do that, because otherwise, yeah, there's some data interchange formats, but those are not something an average person would sit down and design, but really Excel-based data is probably the simplest way to then bring it in.
Okay. Thank you.